This past week saw President Biden's infrastructure plan spring into being. Some of what's in it: transportation infrastructure, $621 billion. We spent $174 billion, about 28%, on transportation portion. On electric vehicles, that would include 500,000 electric vehicle stations, bus fleets, replacing federal government's fleet of diesel transit vehicles with electric vehicles, offer tax incentives and rebates for electric cars. Another $115 billion for fixing roads and bridges, chosen by those in most need of repair. $85 billion set aside for modernizing transit systems. $80 billion for a backlog of Amtrak repairs. Then there's some unusual parts of this bill. $650 billion for quality of life at home. $213 billion to build, preserve, retrofit more than 2 million affordable homes and commercial buildings. We have caregivers for elderly and people with disabilities. Plan pumps $400 billion. Improve access for quality, affordable home or community-based care for the elderly and people with disabilities. $300 billion would be invested in manufacturing, including support for domestic production of technologies and critical goods. And you might be wondering why, and there's others too, but why some of these elements are in this bill. They're getting funding, which, well, really don't, at least in your mind, probably don't fall under the definition of infrastructure. Well, that's because, according to Democrats, the definition of infrastructure is, quote, evolving. What's it evolving into? As many wants and whims that they can somehow, some way, get funding for. Now, getting back to, well, actual infrastructure, the plan's $80 billion investment in Amtrak, that's who also owns the Hudson River Rail Tunnels, that could more than pay for the entirety of the Gateway Program, which is a collection of 9 projects, estimated to cost about $30 billion. The Biden administration has shown a great sense of urgency and interest in putting a rush on the stalled first phase of the Gateway Program. This is the nearly $12 billion plan to build 2 new Hudson River Rail Tunnels into New York Penn Station, and also rehabilitate the old ones, the 100-year-plus old ones, which have been showing signs of decay and occasionally have to be shut down for bubblegum and chicken wire type of repairs.